You have a fireplace in your house?
Yes, sir. The chimney's here, and it goes right there's a fireplace, and then there's one beneath that in the basement, a fireplace in the same way.
What do you call that part of the fireplace that extends out on the floor?
Hearth.
And what about the part over the top where you might put stuff?
Mantle.
All right. Did you ever remember when you were a boy, if they called that anything other than the mantle?
No.
Never. Have you ever heard the expression fireboard?
Fire what?
Fireboard.
No.
Never heard that. And what about the things that hold, that keep the wood in place? The two things that stand up in the fireplace?
Dogarn. Andarn, some dogarn.
Okay.
We used to call them dogarn, now they call them andarn.
Yeah, yeah. Jack didn't even know, had no name for him at all.
He's
completely.
I sell them.
Yeah. What about the, if you had a big piece of wood in the fireplace, what would you call that?
We'd call it a backlog, used to when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
Backlog, and then we had a four stick, and then had a little wood.
Uh-huh.
And we brought it in one night that way.
How about the little wood? What, did you ever call that anything else?
The what?
The little, you said little wood?
No, small wood.
Yeah.
Just a small wood.
Did you ever call it, did you ever use for this very rich wood that you could use to start a fire with?
Pine nuts.
Uh-huh. Okay. And someone might ask you, what do you do with that stove? And you say, we burn coal.
You mean coal stove?
Yeah. And what do you clean out of a stove pipe?
Soot.
All right. And what color is this paper?
White.
And what do you clean out of the bottom of a fireplace?
Soot's black.
Yeah, but out of a fire, yeah, that's the color.
Ashes.
Right. And I'm sitting in a...
Sure.
Okay. Now, what do you call that large piece of furniture in the living room?
Divan.
Yeah, that's it. Did you ever call anything else?
No, I never did.
Something that starts with an S?
Oh, I guess I have a different name, but I always call them the divan.
I was thinking of the term sofa.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been called sofa, too.
Okay. And now a piece of bedroom furniture for a man uses that has several drawers.
Dresser.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing for a woman that might have a mirror on it?
Well, this had a mirror, that's what I'm speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
A mirror.
How about the one with no mirror? Just a
chest of drawer.
Okay. And all of those things together would be called the pieces of bedroom
furniture.
Okay. And on a window, something that you pull down has a string on it, on rollers, on a window.
Shade?
Yeah.
Window shade?
Yeah. Now, do you ever use the term blinds for that?
Yeah.
For the same thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I don't know if you have one, but they used to, years ago, they still have them. They still sell them, I think. It's something like a closet, except it's movable.
Chest of drawers, would you refer to?
Well, it's not a chest of drawers. It's something you can hang clothes up in.
I never had one.
But it's movable.
I have. A cedar chest that you
have. Yeah. Something, I was thinking something like maybe a wardrobe or an armory or a clothes press. It's a big thing. They stand about sometimes over 5 feet tall.
I don't know about that.
Okay. And the part of your house, on your house, do you have anything above the second floor?
I have a basement, second floor, and then upstairs.
How about above the second floor?
The four bedrooms.
Yeah, I mean, up above the ceiling of that. What's up there?
That's, they used to call that the garret.
Uh-huh, right. Is that what you'd call it now?
Well, I guess the same thing would apply.
Okay. Did you ever, when you were very young, did you ever have a kitchen that was separate from the house?
No.
Ever have one? How about a little